Hello and welcome to the Half a Chance podcast. Today's post, information is overrated. I read and I forget. I see and I remember. I do and I understand. Confucius. The value of information. Information is cheap and overrated like gasoline used to be. We're drowning in it. Want to know about Napoleon's exile? That's easy. Untangling a crappy wiring job on a server rack? Okay. Freaky torture devices used during the Inquisition? Sure. No problem. You can learn that as well. See also Untangling Crappy Wiring. You can learn all the obscure stuff you ever needed to know, and while it might be interesting, it's not necessarily valuable for you as a reader. Value is created both by the creator, purveyor of the information, as well as the reader. And information is only as valuable as what you do with it. Simply knowing something has little value. Value is created when you actually apply what you've learned. Information is just trivia unless it either helps you make a better decision, improves your skills, entertains or enlightens you, can be shared with others, promote social change, or can be synthesized and applied to previous knowledge. Here's the problem. Simply knowing something isn't enough. Learning and knowing is easier than ever, but most people don't take the time to derive value from what they learn. You can know everything and still do nothing. Read and forget. Up to a point, passive knowledge is useful as well. You can learn a lot by simply soaking up what you read. Eventually, though, you'll become oversaturated and the returns you receive from studying a topic diminish, and you'll also forget a good part of what you read. How many times do I need to read variations on the same thing in order to derive value from that information? How much information do I need to soak up in order to make the best decision? Apply the 80-20 rule to information absorption, and it's safe to assume we can soak up 80% of what we need in 20% of the time we spend reading. You could spend weeks reading about a subject. This has its place. Reading is fun and builds your understanding. But without any basic memorization strategies, the average person forgets a vast majority of what they read after 30 days. Does this seem like a good use of your time? For fiction, I think that's a damn fine use of my time. Why? Because the experience of reading is where I find value. For everything else, however, for information meant to be actionable, we have to do more than just read. See and remember. Techniques like spaced review, association, mind mapping, and summarizing are all effective at helping you retain information longer. My question, who actually does this? Come on, be honest. This is one of those things you might hear, nod your head, and say, oh, okay, that sounds great, and then do nothing. I write about this stuff and still only do it about 30% of the time. But when I take the time to do it, I know I've got it. And if I do forget something later, it's pretty easy to refer back to my notes and remind myself. To repeat, you can know everything and still do nothing. Do and understand. On their own, facts and information only have so much value. You have to create value by doing something with them. For example, if a student wants to ensure she knows her facts about the first European wars to use gunpowder pistols, the Hussite Wars, she can teach what she knows to her fellow students, draw parallels with other conflicts associating relevant facts like gunpowder and church reform, write a summary of what she learned, create a mind map for visual representation of the factors surrounding the conflict. But what if I want to learn skill-specific information about, say, effective music rehearsals? Is it enough to just read the strategies, nod my head, and go on? Of course not. Assuming I want to have more effective rehearsals, I'll need to devise a plan to put this into action, then actually follow through with that plan. One more example. Learning obscure, random, and/or strange facts is fun, but how can you apply this information? How can you get value from it? Am I saying that useless information is entirely without value? Absolutely not. Besides its inherent entertainment and interest value, you can create more value by sharing this information with people. Use your useless information to make somebody laugh, think, or cringe. See also Inquisition torture devices. When you do this, you've suddenly created value from that information. Action. Next time you read something potentially useful, make a note of it and look for ways to derive value from what you read using some of the strategies in this article. Okay, to summarize, you can know everything and do nothing. On its own, information has little value. However, you can make good use of your time and create value from information by doing something with it. Alright, next time I'll publish an article called Why is Behavior Change So Hard? And this post will give you a few ideas, a few things to try out, including tactics for deriving more value from information. Until then, stop by the website, leave me a comment, let me know how much of what you read do you actually apply? What strategies do you use to make sure you really, really get what you've been reading? And finally, do you take notes on what you read? And if so, how do you keep track of these notes? Okay, as always, thank you for listening. This is Seth signing off from the Happen Chance Podcast.